There's a lot of ways to cook a hot dog. You could boil it, you could grill it, you could oven roast it, you could air fry it, you could stovetop sear it, you could slow cook it, you could roast it over a flame, you could microwave it. But is there a right way? Chef Plum from the Food Network, you know, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of hot dogs are going to be eaten across the country. Do you think that there's one way that's better than the rest?
I love hot dogs. You know, actually originally called the Dachshund Hound sausage. They started selling them in Coney Island is where they originated. How funny is that?
Wow. That's scary, though, if you're a Dachshund Hound. That's for sure.
Is there a right or wrong way for a hot dog? I think it depends regionally where you come from, in my opinion.
Well, the boiling just seems sacrilegious to me. And I've enjoyed many a baseball game at Fenway Park. But the boiled hot dog just seems, I don't know, man. It's got to have some sear marks on it.
I disagree with you. I like a boiled hot dog. Not all the time. But I do like a boiled hot dog. Like 7 minutes, you boil the water. 7 minutes, you put it in there. You turn off the flame. You put the top on. And it's a delicious hot dog.
I mean, that sounds more about convenience than less about taste.
What do you think, Plum?
There's a great point there. I mean, when you boil it, you get a great hot dog. It's perfect every single time. But, you know, some places, even down south, they'll split the hot dog down the middle and put it in a frying pan. You guys ever done that?
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite places that they do that, and then they deep fry it. And I'm all about deep frying my hot dogs. I'll deep fry anything you give me.
Deep frying takes everything next level.
You know, in my personal opinion, the proper way to cook a hot dog would be to do it in a pan, get those marks on it, or do it on a grill and get those marks. You want those char marks on there. Now, what happens is, right, when you do it to a piece of protein or a chicken or a beef, people call it caramelization. That's incorrect. What's actually happening there is called the Maillard reaction. That's when the amino acids literally change color because of the heat. It's not caramelizing. It's getting that Maillard reaction. So in my opinion, you got to have that extra little bit of flavor put in there. I think you do them in a pan, you do them on a grill, to get that Maillard reaction on there. It looks better, it tastes better, and it adds that depth of flavor. However, if no other choice, boil it. It's still delicious.
Yeah, I mean, if you have to eat it, right, to survive, right, we want it to be of a proper temperature, that would be good. But,
right.
I mean, whatever you call that reaction thing or whatever, that's the way that I want it. Also, I could use that as a color on my floor tile.
Because, Maynard. I think you called it Maynard.
Whatever
something
it was,
Nards,
you know?
Yeah.
Maillard.
Maillard. Whatever.
I mean, listen, I come on the show. I try to teach you guys some things. No one ever pays attention to me, but we keep coming back, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's our plan. Listen, now, beef, chicken, pork, you have a preference on your type of dog?
Somebody asked me the other day. They were over my house, and they're like, are these pork or beef? And I go, what?
They're hot dogs, man. They're just hot dogs. Why are you going to make it complicated?
So then I went and I looked and I'm like, it says all beef. But I don't think I've ever looked once in my life at what kind of hot dog I was eating, to be honest.
Oh, no. Listen, I prefer a nice all beef hot dog. I want that casing on the outside. And when you do it in that pan, it's going to get that snap to it. And I think, for my opinion, for my money, that sear on the outside, that Maillard reaction, that snap on it, that's what you want. That's a delicious hot dog.
See, for me, the best hot dog is always going to include something purely American, such as the meat that it's made of. Me standing above the grill, getting those seared marks on there with whatever reaction he called it again. Looking over
Nards.
At my lawn.
Maillard reaction.
Loving the fact that the leaves are on the trees so I don't have to see my neighbor in their pool. Like that, to me, that's Americana. That's summertime, Anazap. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Last question, Plum.
Living the dream.
Do you put ketchup on your hot dog?
Okay, so I know that this is a thing that people get very upset about, and I do. I love ketchup on a hot dog, but I put everything on a hot dog. Ketchup, coleslaw, sauerkraut, chili, cheese, onions, relish, whatever you got, put it on my hot dog. Put it all on top of it. I want my hot dog to look like a massive plate of nachos by the time I get it. I love all the things.
Wow.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Chef Plum from the Food Network. Thank you so much, Plum.
You guys call me with the weirdest questions.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven on our text line this morning. If your whole plan for the long weekend is to set off fireworks, that's all I need to know about you. Have some consideration for our pets. It's a tough one.
I'm a pet owner. You know this. And one of my dogs absolutely has a heart attack. And I've got another one that's recovering from surgery. And it's going to be a pain this week. They already started in my neighborhood a couple days ago at
Did
this
they?
Point right now.
Yep.
But you know that I also love fireworks. And I think that people are just pent up, man. And if you're doing it safely, everybody else, learn what it is to get along too.
Yeah.
Know?
I don't
do it at 2 a.m.
Right. Well, that's usually when it happens. And then you jump out of bed. And,
well,
yeah.
I mean, maybe in your neighborhood.
You know, I don't love fireworks. Like, they're not, to me, I'm like, you're just asking to have your fingers blown off. But, like, sure, whatever, do whatever you want. But I just read this article the other day that there's going to be a shortage, just like everything else.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
In fireworks, and that they're saying they're going to cost 30 to 40% more because they weren't able to get the shipments from China. There's not as many coming as they thought they were going to have.
There's a million different reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is, too, is that people are ready to go out and party. There's going to be a lot of gatherings, right?
Yeah.
So last year, everybody that didn't get to have their big barbecues, they're going to do it this year, and they're going to do it big.
Mm.
So if you had people that were fireworks people before, plus everybody's increased their outdoor space over the last year and a year and a half because we were stuck at our houses. So there's going
to
be big parties.
More room to just
it makes sense.
Set up things.
But I mean, my firework distributor has been sending me coupons every day. So, I mean, they can say whatever they want to about a shortage. There's fireworks out there to be had. If you are ghosting on a buddy purchase where somebody got you chlorine, that's all I need to know about you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I've been hearing about from all my friends about how they can't get their hands on chlorine.
There's
right?
a shortage. Like everything else.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I told you I'm in the market for a stove this weekend, and there's a stove shortage, too. I'm tired of hearing it. You're all making excuses. Anyways.
Remember when it was just paper towels and Clorox wipes and toilet paper?
Now you can get plenty of those.
You can't get anything else, though.
Yeah. But a stove will cost you $1,500 now.
Yeah.
So anyways, I know a place that's got chlorine. They've had it every time I've walked in the place pretty much.
Yeah.
So I went in there. I bought them chlorine. Is it at a premium? Absolutely. Did he expect me to tell him it was going to be $120? Probably not. But you know what? I got your chlorine now, bro. Text me back because it's yours. I told you I already had enough for myself.
So he doesn't want to take the purchase that you already had.
He told me he needed it.
And it goes
I said,
to you.
I will find it. I see it all the time. I'll get it for you. He's like, okay. Now I got it. And I told him how much it is. And he was like, that was the end of the text message thread. Like he's responding as I told him I got it. That's great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. How much? Great. Told him. No more. No response.
Oh, I think you're stuck with that chlorine, Raven.
You know, the thing is, it's not going to go bad or I'll sell it to the neighbor for even more.
Yeah. Raven, if you pack fruit on your road trip, that's all I need to know about you. Stop by my cousin's house. They're going away for the weekend. I wanted to see the kids before they left.
Sure.
She has so many bananas on the counter. I go, what are you going to do with all these bananas? She's like, for the road trip. I go, what kind of mother are you? Road trips are for chocolate-covered pretzels and chips and candy and nonsense that you can't eat. Who brings bananas on a road trip?
Well, I think you two are coming from different schools of thought. That's what I think.
It's Fight Club Friday. I didn't ask for this. I don't know how it happened.
I can't even believe that Anna signed off on it, but it is happening now.
Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who is the sweetest little girl in the whole entire world. You know what? I love her very much.
She really is.
Yeah.
She has like the angelic voice, everything. She's exactly what you would want your imaginary daughter to be.
Yes. So our boss comes in and he's like, I got to tell you what happened to his daughter yesterday. I go, what? She was on the playground and she wanted to play with another kid, but there was a girl standing in her way. And she asked the girl to move out of the way.
Oh, come on. You act like you were there. You don't know the dramatics of it. She got into a fight. Some girl was in her space. She knocked her over or gave
her
a slap. And the other girl threw her down.
But our sweet little...
And she fell down the stairs and cut her face.
Our sweet little 9-year-old girl started it. She slapped the
right.
other girl. She slapped her hard across the face. I was like, oh my gosh, what? And then the girl was so mad and visibly shaken by it that she pushed her. And the poor daughter, she cut her chin open. She had to go to the emergency room and everything.
Well, here's the thing. She didn't get a suspension because she... You know, she might have lost. That's what's up with that. Let's be honest. Sometimes that's what happens, right? But you learn a lesson every time you get into a school fight. Every time you get into a fight in general, Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never, ever been in a fist fight. Never in my life.
It's shocking to me.
Why?
But it's good, I guess. I don't know. I mean, in my neighborhood, I guess there was just a lot more fights. There was a lot of kids of various ages in my neighborhood, but there was plenty of bullying like you see at other towns, too. Rough and tumble town, you know? So, I don't know. It's just there was a lot of fights.
What happened once? Like, I want to know what leads up to a fight in Raven's life when you were a child.
So, the funny thing is that in life, I've had a number of fights, but in school, I've only really had two that I can think of it this morning. First one, third grade, Matt M. Stevens School, bullying me, even though he was like a foot shorter than me. He was very popular. He had lots of friends, blah, blah, blah. And I just did not have friends when I was in that town, in that school. And that was just, you know, terrible experience. And then in high school, Kenyon Drake took me over and threw me on the lunch table, and I wasn't even ready for it.
Okay.
And I'm laughing while we're doing it because I'm like, is this seriously happening? And I think it was the greatest moment of his high school career.
Wait, hold on.
Because I think that when I see him now, he still feels pretty proud about it.
There's a lot of questions that I have. First, let's start about when you were in third grade.
Yeah.
So how did the fight happen?
Yeah, I can't really remember. I mean, again, it was, you know, a thousand years ago.
You don't remember why you got into the fight?
Yeah, don't remember. I just remember that those kids were mean to me all the time and that they were always looking for trouble. And I was, you know, sooner or later, you're going to stick up for yourself. You're going to say something for yourself, right?
So you
started
it.
No, I don't remember that I started it. I would say that I doubt that I started it because, again, they were bullies.
All right.
So sooner or later, you know, the one that's by yourself, you got to push back on a bully. You can't just let him run over you all the time.
And in high school, when the guy threw you on the cafeteria
I don't even know what was going on. We were in a conversation having some sort of exchange, and I don't even think I was paying attention. And before I knew it, I was on my back on the lunch table, and he was feeling like a champion. And I was like, okay. I don't even think I got suspended for that because I didn't really do anything.
Because you lost. I feel like that's
possible. In many people's views, it's possible I lost that one.
Right.
And if you get into a bunch of fights, guess what? You're going to lose some. That's what happens. You win some, you lose some. It's true.
Somehow, it's Fight Club Friday. Yep. Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who is the sweetest little thing in the whole entire world, got into a fight at school. She slapped a girl. The girl pushed her down. She had to go get glue on her chin. It split right open.
I mean, the amazing thing is that she started it.
Ugh.
It's amazing.
When did you get into a fight when you were in school? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
So I was playing in the gym, and I hit one girl with a volleyball in her head.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're playing volleyball. So all day she was looking for me to fight me.
Yep.
So in my school, there was 3 levels, like 3 stairs, like for you to get to the 3rd floor.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I see her coming up. And I'm like, I'm not going to let her hit me. So I waited for her to get up to the top of the stairs. I was talking to my best friend. And I pushed her down the stairs, and I just started running.
Oh. Thanks for the call.
She had to get ahead of that.
You know, I'm not sure a fight is one motion, but...
Sure it is.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, to me, a fight has got a couple rounds to it. But I guess round one was you popping her upside the head with a volleyball. Which, by the way, getting hit in the head with a volleyball hurts.
And then not only she was like kicking the size of me, so I was like, I'm not going to let her
come. Right?
Before she acts.
Anna and Raven, tell us about your school fight.
I was in 4th grade. We were getting ready to go to the Statue of Liberty trip. I didn't get to go because I smacked a girl for talking smack about me being adopted.
Oh, my gosh.
She had it coming.
You know what? She had it coming. Right.
She learned
a lesson there, but unfortunately, you didn't get to see the Statue of Liberty. But then still.
I mean, I didn't until about
3 years ago, so over 30 years. It was 30 years later, I finally got to go with my husband.
Did you see her there? Because I would have fought her again if I saw her there. I would have been like, what? I can't believe you're here. This is kismet. Oh, lucky day. Me and you.
Love you guys. I listen every day on my school bus while I'm driving.
Oh,
thank you so much for making me laugh every day.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get into a fight?
Hey, what's going on? So mine's got a little bit of a build-up, but I grew up taking karate and was disciplined by my sensei not to fight, walk away. You know, fighting was only necessary in survival situations.
Yeah, we've seen
Karate Kid. Come on. Of course, we've all seen Karate Kid. We know.
Miyagi-Do all the way. So 7th grade, I was bullied very, very badly. And 8th grade rolls around, the bullying continued. And my dad pulls me aside. He says, listen, I don't care what sensei says. I don't care what the teachers say, what they do. You know, what am I spending $100 a month for karate lessons for? You defend yourself. You stop the bullying. And 8th grade was the year of the dragon. And I defended myself and stopped all of my bullies and got a lot of detention.
Now, just let me ask, because this is wrong and it's a little bit sick, but it's how I felt, too, because I had a growth spurt. And for a while, I was really, really, really small. I was the youngest in my class, Anna. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. I had some people picking on me. And then when I got a growth spurt, I came back around and I checked boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked off people that had come for me before. So once you beat the first bully, you were empowered. You went after the second bully, like you hunted them down?
Actually, no.
Okay.
It was almost like I took out the first bully and the other bullies were like, oh, he wants to be a man now. And I, one by one, took each bully. It was like Mortal Kombat. I made my way up.
But did you actually use what you learned in karate? Did you, karate chop them and do roundhouse kicks? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nice.
It was right out of the that scene where Miguel fights all those guys in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
That scene was like my life.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Great.
By ninth grade, nobody messed with
it. It was all good by then, right?
Yeah.
Same for me. By sophomore year, I was cool.
Yeah. All right.
Our boss's 9-year-old daughter, who's the sweetest girl in the world, got into a fight at school, and she started it. She slapped the girl.
Sometimes it happens. It's not good, but it happens, and the stories can be funny.
When did you get in fight when you were in school? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I was in like sixth grade, and we were out on the playground, you know, and we were just having fun out there, and this kid came over, you know, and he had the attitude. He wanted to take the ball off of me, and I said, oh, no. I said, it's your turn, you get it. He said, oh, I think I could just take you. And I said, well, you know, here I am. Take your best shot.
Mm.
He swung at me, and I swung at him, and he fell down to the ground like a dead tree. Lay there crying like a baby. I thought, wow, that was different.
And you were a legend from then on, sir. You were a legend.
Yes, I had a lot of friends after that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get into a fight at school?
Well, when I was in fifth grade, this girl used to bully me all the time. And one day, we're walking down the hall, and she came up behind me and, like, slapped me in the back of the head and put gum in my hair. Mm. And obviously, I defended myself. So we got into a big fight, and she had, like, I mean, everybody was her friend because she was a bully because they were scared of her. So everybody told the principal that it was my fault. So I ended up getting, like, 5 days suspension. It was, and she didn't get in trouble at all because everybody said I started it.
How terrible.
Because the principal was afraid of her parents.
Oh.
That's what's going on, because the parents were bullies, too.
Do you think bullies breed bullies?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
100% I believe that bullies breed bullies. Yep.
If I ever found out that one of my girls did something like that, I could only imagine what I would do to them.
Well, there's got to be a serious punishment. No question about it.
Right.
But good for you breaking down the law.
Yeah, at least you stood up
for
yourself.
Girl, it's on.
Yeah.
In 5 days, give you enough time to get a new haircut, thankfully.
Anna and Raven, when'd you get into a fight?
Well, it was in seventh grade. This one guy was always trying to cheat off me. So I kept covering my test. And finally, I just yelled out, stop cheating off me, man. And then on the way to the next class, he approached me about it. And we got into a big fight in the hallway. It was on. So...
who won? Like, is there ever actually a winner?
You got to get lucky in the first couple shots, right? Because those are the things that people see first. You can't. The first shot doesn't much matter because then, you know, it's usually a sucker punch. The second, third shot, Anna, if you can land one of those shots, you're going to do all right. Your rep is going to be okay. Was your rep okay?
He got his backpack off before I did. So
Bro, you got to smash him with the backpack.
No, come on, Raven.
Smash him with the backpack.
No. Right. Have you touched those kids' backpacks lately? Those things are like 35 pounds.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, terrible.
Whip that thing around, man. Ugh. Come on, smother him with it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Why did you get into a fight at school?
So it was in sixth grade. It was the last day of school, and we were having a pizza party, and all of us were really excited. The teachers had been psyching us up for the better part of the week about this pizza party. And so we're all standing in line waiting for our slice of pizza when this girl, like, hops the line, jumps right in front of me, and she ends up getting the last slice of pizza. And I was so angry. I mean, granted, they got another pizza. It came later, but I still had to wait for, like, my slice. And so I yelled at her. She turned around and called me the B word, which... not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then tackled me, and so I had to throw hands. Like, I wasn't gonna let that fly.
I bet you this isn't the first time somebody's gotten to a fight over pizza. I bet if I Google pizza fight, like, something will come up, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, going to Chuck E. Cheese could be a fun afternoon, or it could be a gladiator event.
Video shows wild beatdown at Little Caesars in Georgia.
No, Little Caesars, it'll pop off at Little Caesars, man.
20-person brawl at a John's Incredible Pizza joint.
Oh, yeah. Now it happens at pizza joints.
Not the first pizza fight that's ever happened.
No question about it.
Somehow it's Fight Club Friday here. Our boss's 9-year-old daughter got into a fight on the playground. She's the sweetest, kindest thing in the whole world. It was literally shocking that she slapped a girl, started the fight, and then had to go to the emergency room and get her chin glued shut.
It's true that she has a voice like a cartoon character child.
She's like, just the cutest.
Like, it's like if Baby Yoda was an actual human being. And right, like, I mean, she's just a wonderful little kid.
Aw.
But, you know, apparently, you know, she brought the ruckus. It happened, you know what I mean? And then she didn't get a great result, let's be honest. I mean, she had to get the glue on her face. So, I mean, come
terrible.
On. Yeah, it's not great.
Producer John, before you worked with us, like, basically, you worked in an elementary school, and your job was to work on the playground and make sure the kids didn't beat up each other.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't the only thing I did, but in the morning, I worked.
Right. Imagine if that was
that's
the only
not,
job
you
did.
That's not a right? real job that one person just does. That would be amazing. No, in the morning, I worked literacy in first and second grade, and then after everyone started going out for recess, I was out there running the show.
So, so tell me about the school. Is it like K through six?
K through five. Okay, it's a typical elementary school.
Right, how many kids were there?
Yeah.
Huh? This was a big school. This was a 600 kid school. So it was a large school. A
lot of kids, man. Things can pop off, man.
All right. So what did you? What were the rules? Like when they were training you to break up fights on the playground? Like, what did they teach you to do?
There was very intense training, months of rigorous training. But no, what you would do is there's two.
I
types.
Imagine it like Batman. Begins.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
There's two types of fights. There's the K through twos. They fight the most by far.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
By a long shot.
And what does a fight look like, K through two?
It looks like I want that ball. I'm not used to sharing.
But do they push them
push
over
you?
And then there's tears and then whatever? Or are they biting and clawing at each other
occasionally,
and they're in the ground?
Occasionally there's biting. Occasionally there's biting.
Do they pull hair still? I remember that was big when I was little.
Yeah. They'll do all kinds of things, just that we would call invading the personal space.
Okay.
If you're in someone's personal space.
Right.
So the K through two, that's the most common. The three through five, though, that's when it gets a little bit scary.
Okay, then it's Fight Club. Then it's Brad Pitt. Then it's Jared Leto's face. It's no good.
Ooh. Okay. So now, I remember, because, you know, remember I used to teach high school before I got into radio, was that you weren't allowed to touch them sometimes. Like, were you the person that touches them? How does that work?
No, there's no touching. Worst case scenario, if there's like something that's really about to pop off, that's when you yell, because you have to just like, you know, you do the like from across the leg, hey! You know what I mean? Because you can't
touch
them.
So how do you
them.
Break
so
them
you,
up?
You have to just be...
You
have
step
to just
in
tell
between.
Them to
start singing Kumbaya?
You step
Even
in between.
Even stepping in between is a dangerous game, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you make them stop fighting?
You get a second grader bite your ankle there or something?
They will stop. I never had to physically intervene in a fight, and I was there for 8 years.
Wow.
I never had to physically intervene.
This is why I'm not a teacher, though, because if I see kids rolling around getting into it and they don't stop when I do the, hey, like he just did.
Yeah.
I'm tossing a first grader. Like they don't weigh enough. You know what I mean? So you're just grabbing them and you're just trying to separate them. And before you know it, he's three.
You can't
three
play games
over.
With that. If a kid got stuck on the top of like the jungle gym, I would look at one of like the other female teachers out there and be like, hi, could you watch me while I help so-and-so on the thing? No, you don't play games with that.
You can't.
Dude.
That's why Raven's not allowed on schoolyards.
I thought he meant, like, I'd be breaking up the fight and the kid would end up in the jungle gym stuck there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was just trying to get him away. I was trying to back him up.
There's a job I never want, breaking up fights between kindergartners. Never in a million years.
If one bites you, man. Wow.
2-year-old girl has become the youngest American member of Mensa with a genius level IQ of 146.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I mean, how are you just born with that? How can they even tell when you're like, you know, 2 years old? Like, what does that test even sound like?
Well, her name is Cash Quest, which also sounds like the coolest rap name you've ever heard in your life.
It does sound
right?
awesome.
I'm like, Cash Quest, what?
I can't wait for her album to come out when she's 3 and a half.
Yeah, here's what she can do.
Oh my
Cash
gosh.
Can also identify all 50 states by shape and location on a map.
Mississippi.
She's learning Spanish, knows over 50 signs in sign language,
please.
Knows how to count to 100, can identify elements on the periodic table by their symbols,
phosphorus.
What?
And is even learning to read.
Blue and yellow make green.
She's two.
That sounds fake. I mean, some of it I barely discern is English at this point.
Well,
I mean,
that's
with
what they sound like. That's a 2-year-old
kid
sound like.
Voice. But
yeah.
Wow.
So of course, I have a 2-year-old at home.
Right.
My little Dakota.
Right, and she's definitely smart.
She's very smart.
Yeah, she can totally be in Mensa.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's funny because when you think about Menza, FYI, Raven and I had approached them a couple of years ago. We wanted them to test us, and they literally told us we were too stupid to even be administered the test.
I mean,
that was a real thing.
We just wanted to be considered.
Right?
Like, how can we not, like, even, you know, just allow us to take the test and fail even?
Yeah.
They were like, no, it's completely a waste of our time. We're not doing it.
I'm like, well, Cash Quest can count to 100. I bet you my Dakota Ray can count to 100 too, right?
Sure. How did that work out for you?
Dakota Ray, we're going to see if you're a genius. Can you count for mommy? One.
Two.
Three. Stop running away. We're counting. What happens after two?
13.
With 13? No, not 13. Let's try again. Let's try again. Three. It was close, though. It was so close. Ready? Come here. Dakota, Sarah, stop running away.
And then I had to chase her around the living room for 5 minutes.
Right.
Right. But then I wasn't a quitter. I thought I'd try again.
Sure. Why not?
One,
two,
three. No, after three. What comes after three?
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Wow.
Eight. What comes after eight?
Eight.
Nine.
We got a way to go till we get to 100.
Yeah,
but
ways.
Like, we're getting there.
Right, things are happening.
Right, and I'm like, well, she knows all the periodic tables, Cash Quest, my favorite rapper.
Right, of course.
I was like, I wonder if Dakota can do colors, because colors seems a little bit easier than periodic table, right?
All right.
Dakota, what color is this?
Blue.
It is blue. Those are mommy's jeans. What color is this?
Orange.
It is orange. It's an orange donkey. What color is your shirt?
Pink.
It is pink. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're a genius. Now, I just want to say, to me, that's a big deal. Like, you know, the fact
right,
that my
excited.
Baby girl knows the colors was huge for me.
I could hear the excitement in your voice.
I can't imagine being the mom of a genius like that, that is learning Spanish, learning to read. Like, I don't even know if I could be able to handle something like that, you
tell
know?
You the chemical makeup of H2O. Right.
Like, what?
to tell you, right.
She knows all the states. I don't think I know all the states. I think that's real.
I don't think you know half the states. Are you kidding me?
But I thought I would give it one more try with Dakota.
What state is this?
Orange.
No, it's not orange. Orange is a color. Yeah, we got a way to go. We got a while. Yeah.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
You know, Raven, when we started Mommy's Margarita Fridays, because on Fridays, I usually have dinner with two of my girlfriends, mm-hmm. and we grab our margaritas at our favorite Mexican place, and we talk about all the stuff that happened with our kids that week. And, you know, usually it's frivolous things,
sure.
So small things. But this week for me, it was a lot of really big stuff. And I think tonight, it's probably going to be a two margarita night.
Oh, boy. El Presidente. I mean, that's not so bad, except for the ones that you're drinking are like 55 gallons.
Monday, I was at the gym. My older daughter was home with my younger daughter. My husband works from home, so he was in the home office. And she texted me. She's like, something's wrong with Dakota's face. I said, what? And she sent a picture. I guess she has a peanut allergy that we never knew about.
Never
out of nowhere.
Knew about it, right?
So I rushed home. I immediately took her to the emergency room and EpiPen to the thigh, the whole nine yards, right?
Pretty
and
traumatic.
This whole nut allergy thing is something that I've never had to deal with before, and it's scary and it's different, and we have to meet with the allergist on Tuesday once she's finally off all the medications and her eye has finally opened. So, like,
But if you go hard today, you'll be sober by Tuesday.
I think so.
So you'll be okay.
You'll
be able to have that meeting and be a responsible mom. You'll get
it figured out. And then on top of it, so that night when we got home from the emergency room, you have to monitor her breathing all night, right? So it's a sleepless night for my husband and I, and we have her in bed with us, and we're taking turns watching her breathe all night. And now she's getting into the habit. She likes sleeping with mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
So every night this week, at 2 o'clock in the morning, she has started screaming bloody murder to the point where you think that somebody's in the room with her.
Right,
it's so terrible.
Right, so you have to go check.
And then we have to get her and bring her back into bed with us.
Oh, you got a big problem.
It has been a week, yeah. And I need a lot of margaritas. And we know you do too, and this is your chance to share that and tell us what happened this week, Mama, that make you earn this margarita, especially a Memorial Day weekend. 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Mama, what did you do to earn yours this week?
Well, this week my 8-year-old hit a baseball through the bay window in the living room, which was loud enough that I thought someone had like fired a shot into the living room. So,
oh boy.
That was eventful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary and messy and expensive.
All of it.
Yeah.
It's all those things.
That's not a fun week. Plus, then you get to sleep with like duct tape and trash bags over your window for a day or a piece of plywood.
And it's the bay window, too. It's the big one. That stinks. You know what, Mama? You earned your margarita. Enjoy it.
For sure.
Thank you.
Fridays are the time to take a deep breath, Mama, and be like, you made it. You did it. You made it another week, and we know it was not easy. That is for sure.
Get your liquid therapy on, right? You earned it. You deserve it.
Oh, Mama, what happened this week to make you earn that margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my gosh. My kid's prom was last weekend, and six of his friends, they all came over to the house, which I wanted because, you know, I want to keep everybody safe. And I was so terrified that they would just be getting drunk that I stayed up all night long and just be like, hey, are you guys okay? And I'm just checking on you, see if you need, like, I made it seem like I was just like there to make cookies and stuff, but meanwhile I was like sweating over their safety and, you know, drinking. So anyway, I earned my margarita. I was up literally all night long.
You definitely earned your margarita, and I never want to be the sleepover house after a prom, never in a million years.
I don't know how you stay up. Like, I forget it. I can't do it. I'll try my hardest, and I can't do it. Forget
yeah.
It. I was scared, so. But anyway, all for nothing. They were fine. They were good kids.
Good. Enjoy that margarita, Mama.
Amen. Woo!
Check in our text line. You can always text, too. 1-800-330-9999. I deserve my margarita because my son won't stop making trouble. Yep. Everybody's got one. I always
no
think
explanation.
One kid.
He just
no.
Won't stop,
just
making,
won't
trouble
stop making trouble
in general.
But this text comes from Carrie, and I can relate to this. Dealing with my hyperactive 6-year-old constantly not listening and also hitting his younger brother and sister, who are twins that are 2 years old.
Oh.
Dakota, my 2-year-old, is she's very, I don't know why she's so angry. Like, for a 3-foot-tall person,
she's a rage-filled.
She's so mad.
Small package.
She, you know, and my older daughter, Hayden, is 12.
Is she like that with everybody else in the world, or is it just you and the people in your immediate family? Like you, your husband, and her sister?
It really is just us.
Right.
Thank
so
God.
You're the people she sees all the time. So she thinks that actually she's a prisoner.
Hayden was lying on the floor watching TV. She went and took a hula hoop. She repeatedly started beating her in the face with the hula hoop.
What?
And Hayden's like covering her face, like, no, what? No. And
there's like, something wrong.
I was like, stop hitting your sister. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
And then she went and she caressed her face and she's like, it's okay, sissy. I go, right.
And then she hit her again.
Yes.
Right. She hit her one more time.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Mama, what did you do to earn your margarita this week?
Oh, my goodness. So we went to go get a family portrait this week. It's been a while since we last had one. Kids got the haircut. Everyone looks good. We finally made it out of 2020, and I wanted to just have a wonderful photo with the kids and everything. And in every single frame that they took, my son and daughter look perfect, minus the fact that my son's fly is open and his underwear is hanging out. And I don't even understand how I missed that. I was looking at their faces and just, you know, making sure they had the good smiles. And then my son looks like a flasher.
Right. Probably a tough day for the Spidey underoos, right? Just red glaring out of his crotch. Perfect.
He's got to crop all the photos. At least you got them smiling, looking good. I feel like I don't have a decent picture of my little one. Like, she never looks at the camera. She's always off in the distance. She purposely buries her head.
That's the worst part, is that he's smiling and the fly is open. Yeah. So it makes it look even more.
Little Photoshop. They'll figure it out. All right. Enjoy that margarita, Mom.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Stephanie, what's going on?
It's my daughter's birthday, going to be her 10th birthday. And, you know, we asked her, what did she want for her birthday? And she said that she wanted just to take the day off from school and hang out. I don't think that that's a good idea. I mean, I think it's important for her to know. I know it's the end of the school year, blah, 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 blah. But I think it's really important that she continue to go to school. We can celebrate afterward. I mean, it's not like she's, you know, getting out at 5.
Tim, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I respect my wife's, you know, position, but honestly, I think it's a great idea. You know, I mean, her birthday falls right before the summer. I said, you know, I'm happy with taking the day off. I'll call in sick. She takes the day off. We all just kick off the summer early and, like, celebrate her. That's the whole point of the birthday. I don't see the problem.
10 years old, one day of school, right, Anna? But I there's parents. I mean, this is a common argument, I think, amongst parents, right? There's, you know, one often feels like you've got to be so studious or whatever. I mean, I say to myself, 10 years old, she asked for the day off, which means that she put some thought into it. If you're willing to take the day off too, Tim, like, it seems like a family affair, but I guess that's just me, Stephanie.
I understand both sides 100%. I think it's a tough call on what you do because going to school is not a punishment. To say, like, yeah, you get the day off, it's not like they're being rewarded. Let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Stephanie. Giving her a day off for her birthday present is not cool. And, like, it's not a good example.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they,
I don't think so.
They may see Tim's side, too. It's one day. It's fun. She'll remember it. You guys all take the day off. You do something fun together.
School might not be a punishment, but it is work. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Tim and Stephanie have their daughter's birthday coming up next week. They asked her what she wanted for her birthday, and she said she doesn't want to go to school. She wants to take the day off. Mom says, absolutely not. Going to school is a privilege, not a punishment. I'm not going to let you just skip because it's your birthday. We're going to do something after.
I mean, it's not like she's escaping Alcatraz. She's just asking for a day off. Over the past year, year and a half, haven't we learned enough to know that a day off, when you're asking for it, is probably worthwhile? It's worth the investment of your time.
And that's exactly what Tim says. It's just a day off. Now we get off easy. We don't have to spend a whole lot of money on a gift. That's all she wants. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Couples Court.
I'm on Stephanie's side. I think, number one, whether she's a fourth grader or a fifth grader, and she's setting a bad example, it's going to be habit forming, because what's going to happen is next year I took off fourth grade. Can I take the day off in fifth? And before you know it, she starts cutting classes. I mean, there's other ways to celebrate your birthday. I know she's not going to miss much in school as far as tests or anything like that, but that's not the point.
Taking the day off for your birthday is a gateway drug, right? And then it's going to open up the
doors. She's going to miss nothing. It's fifth grade. Yeah. Nothing at the end of the year after a pandemic year. She's going to miss absolutely nothing. You know what? My wife used to let her son take off his birthday every single year, and they would go out, spend the day doing something together.
My daughter Hayden never wants to take off her birthday because she likes it. She likes, like, being with her friends and during the day at school, because if her friends are at school, who's she going to be hanging out with? I guess she just doesn't care about hanging out with me and my husband.
Right, but yeah. If somebody asks, right, you have to consider your kid's feeling. I don't know.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. What would you do if your 10-year-old daughter said that all she wanted for her birthday was the day off of school? Because Stephanie and Tim, that's exactly what they're dealing with. Stephanie says, no way. Taking the school day off for no reason is not acceptable.
It's not a no reason thing, though. It's her birthday. So says her dad, Tim, anyways. I mean, what's she really going to miss? She's in fifth grade. It's the end of the school year. It's probably a video.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I am definitely on the husband's side. Give that girl the day off. There is nothing wrong with a mental health day, a birthday day off, as long as you can compromise, tell her she has to do the makeup work, but have fun and have the day off.
She makes a very good point. Mental health is such a focus. I mean, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, if I'm not mistaken, right now, right?
Yeah.
And if your kid is telling you, I'd like a break, what would you like for your birthday? You know what I'd really like, Mom and Dad? I'd like the day off and us to do something together. I mean, how much more clear does she have to be about it?
Hayden, my daughter, always knows that I will let her pick one day out of the year and we'll just take it off and we'll just do something. And it's always been our thing.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Good morning. I'm on Tim's side. I think she's 10 years old. She's in fifth grade, probably. I would kind of make somewhat of a concession that she has to make up the work, you know, whatever. But I think we all need mental health days, and let her take the day off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her husband's side. I'm the husband's side. I just think with COVID and all the restrictions these kids have in school, it really is a lot for them to have the mask on all day. You know, the school year is coming to a wind down. I can tell you from what my children are telling me, the teachers are kind of lax now. Give the kid a day off. Give her a break.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'd take a day off tomorrow if I could.
Somebody
right?
just offer it to me.
Right. Like, we could all use a break.
Yeah.
Right?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tim, our audience agreed with you this morning. It's one day. It's close to the summer ending anyway. Just take the day off, have some memories, have some fun.
Yeah, great. I mean, last year was such a bust. So, you know, I'm just trying to really keep the good times rolling. So I'm glad your audience agreed.
Tim, I think that there's a lot of that. People are feeling pent up and they're ready to go, especially going into the summer. And with kids, they probably just deserve a little bit of a break. Stephanie, I think it's great that you're very serious about your daughter's schooling. On the other hand, the difference between astronaut and gardener, really not going to come down to one day, I'm guessing.
No, I just don't want her to think that, you know, that's something that can be on the regular.
Yeah, no,
you know
I understand.
What I mean?
Yeah, definitely. All right, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Holly.
Hello.
Let's go, girl. Ask Raven to leave the room, please.
Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Holly.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got $1,900 on the line here. It's 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the soundproof studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, all this cash is yours. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, Chris Noth has signed on to reprise his role in the Sex and the City HBO Max reboot. What's his character's nickname on the show?
Mr. Big.
Number two, Prince's Estate teamed up with Urban Decay for a special edition collection. What does Urban Decay sell?
Makeup.
Number three, a list of approved quiet snacks to eat while watching A Quiet Place Part 2 includes marshmallows, gummy bears, and unwrapped Twinkies. Which one of the Office stars wrote A Quiet Place?
John Krasinski.
Number four, hamburgers, cheeseburgers tops the list of the number one thing people want at your barbecue. What was the name of the 1997 movie that starred Kenan Thompson that was based on a sketch comedy skit from Nickelodeon's All That?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
And number five, the Rugrats reboot premiered on Paramount Plus, and the twins' mom comes out as a lesbian single mother. What are the names of the twins?
Phil and Lil.
Bring Raven back in.
What's
oh,
going
Holly.
On in here?
Oh, Holly got all 5. And I worked hard on these questions, and it is going to be worth it in about 1 minute. Okay, ready?
Let's see what happens.
Number one.
A lot of pressure.
Boy.
A lot of pressure. All right, a lot of pressure.
Chris Noth has signed on to reprise his role in the Sex and the City HBO Max reboot.
Sure.
What's his character's nickname on the show?
That's easy. That's Mr. Big.
Number two. Prince's Estate teamed up with Urban Decay for a special edition collection. What does Urban Decay sell?
They sell makeup.
Yes. I pulled a muscle in my back yesterday. I'm in so much pain. And I was just so excited when she got that last one.
You forgot that you're hurt.
I can't even move right now. I'm paralyzed at this board. All right. Number three, a list of approved quiet snacks to eat while watching A Quiet Place Part 2 includes marshmallows, gummy bears, unwrapped Twinkies.
Hmm.
Which one of the Office stars wrote A Quiet Place?
John Krasinski.
Number four. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers tops the list of the number one thing people want at your barbecue. What was the name of the 1997 movie that starred Kenan Thompson that was based on a sketch comedy skit from Nickelodeon's All That?
This one I don't really know, so I'm going to say Welcome to Good Burger. Good Burger.
What?
Welcome to Good Burger.
What's the name of the movie? Well,
is it Good Burgers?
Yes. It's Good Burger. It's close enough. I'll give it to
get
you.
Get some. Get
right.
some. Here we go.
The Rugrats reboot premiered on Paramount Plus. And the twins' mom came out as a single lesbian mother. What are the names of the twins?
I have no idea. Congratulations.
Yes!
Got the cash.
It's Phil and Lil. Congratulations, Holly. You did it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Woo!
You're going to be in so much pain.
Oh my God, it hurts so much.
Holly, that's nearly $2,000. Congratulations. What a way to kick off the holiday weekend.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's Holly, and I just beat Raven.
$1,900. Holly, we are so proud of you. Hold on the line. We're going to get all your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. That means when we come back on Tuesday, we reset the jackpot to $100. Oh, that felt good, Raven. It felt good. Oh, you know what doesn't feel good?
Mm-hmm.
My back.